It's just about time to decide. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Millions of ballots have already been cast ahead of Tuesday's midterm election in a nation that's deeply divided.
Democracy is under threat, according to Joe Biden and everybody else. When the American people are unhappy and vote the way that they want to make the country better, that's not democracy being under threat. That's actually the realization of democracy.
Republican J.D. Vance is running for U.S. Senate in Ohio. The latest polling has Vance widening his lead over Democrat Tim Ryan. A U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania could go either way, which is why President Biden and former President Obama plan to rally in Philadelphia today for John Fetterman. His Republican opponent, Mehmet Oz, is also getting some high-profile help from former President Trump.
Trump will also stump for State Senator Doug Mastriano, the Republican candidate for governor who currently trails Democratic Attorney General Josh Shapiro in the polls.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. During a swing in the West, the president toured a technology company in California and touted legislation that supercharges efforts to make semiconductors in the U.S.
It's a game changer. And thanks to this law, this company hopes to significantly grow its global business and hire more workers in the next 5 years.
The CHIPS Act is designed to shore up supply chains and counter China. Power problems are worsening in Ukraine. The country's electricity operator announced scheduled blackouts in Kyiv and seven other regions due to Russia's relentless assault on critical infrastructure. The blackouts will occur daily and last for 6 or more hours. Water supplies have also been impacted by missile and drone strikes as civilians continue to be targeted. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About half of the 7,500 people employed by Twitter are no longer working for the company. Widespread layoffs started yesterday, days after Elon Musk took over the social media giant. In a tweet, Musk said he had no choice since the company is losing more than $4 million a day. A monthly snapshot of the nation's employment picture was released yesterday.
261,000 jobs were created in October, more than expected, though the unemployment rate also ticked up to 3.7%, according to the Labor Department.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, persistent worker shortages remain with nearly 11 million jobs open. Scientists have made another discovery about our universe. There's a black hole much closer to Earth than previously known.
In this case, closer still means really far away, 1,600 light years away. But that's 3 times closer than the black hole previously thought to be closest to Earth. And this new one is 10 times more massive than the sun. It was first identified using a European spacecraft, then confirmed with the International Gemini Observatory in Hawaii. The findings published in the monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. Scientists say the black hole was found by observing the motion of a star orbiting the black hole, about the same as Earth distance orbiting the sun. They're not sure how the system formed in the Milky Way, where it's in the constellation known as the Serpent Bearer. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Fingers are crossed at NASA. The space agency has moved its moon rocket back to the launch pad at Florida's Cape Canaveral and hopes to launch this month. Fuel leaks have kept the rocket grounded since August, and Hurricane Ian forced it back to its hangar in September. The rocket, which won't be manned, will orbit the moon for about a month. NASA is hoping to return astronauts to the moon by 2025. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.